Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Hey, everybody, it's Rick. This is a slightly abbreviated elephant in the room this week because I am out at some meetings and a conference out in the beautiful, beautiful state of Oregon. As you can see, it is spectacularly gorgeous today, and we brought the clear weather. Now, look, Donald Trump has had a terrible week. Why has it been terrible? While the court did not punish him, his conviction is now affirmed. He is a convicted felon and always will be. No governor of New York is ever going to pardon Donald J. Trump. He is a convicted felon forever. Look, I know it doesn't change the ball game, but it was never going to change the ball game. I wish they would have punished him. I wish they would have fined him. I wish they would have put him in jail for even 5 minutes. But he's still a convicted felon, and it's a stain that will not wash out. It's not going to go away. It doesn't magically get better. It doesn't suddenly, you don't wake up one morning and go, hey, I'm not a criminal anymore, because he's a criminal. He has been, and he always will be. The second really, I think, significant reason that Trump had a very bad week this week was his own Supreme Court. The one he handpicked, the famous Red Court, did not protect him. They could have easily. But even Amy Coney Barrett said, nah, not this time, bro. The MAGAs are very angry. I hope they become more angry with Amy Coney Barrett and John Roberts in the future. They may be emerging as a third force in the court. Who knows? We'll see. But she did the right thing this time. And when people occasionally do the right thing, you shouldn't burn them down. She did the right thing this time. So I'm going to give her props today for this. Not every day, not every time, but for this. It's important to think about that. Now, the next thing, reason he had a really bad week was because his own base is starting to realize he's basically full of shit. That all the promises of cheaper gas and cheaper groceries and cheaper eggs and all those things that were the center of much of his campaign aren't going to happen. You know why? He's busy jacking off about Greenland and invading Panama and invading Canada, making Canada the 51st state. And even his own people are like, yeah, the trolling was funny the first time, boss, but the joke keeps going. You keep doing it. What's going on?
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.
It's not a great look. The next part of this, and again, when people who do the right thing rarely, even do it rarely at all, like Mother Pence during the Carter funeral at the National Cathedral this week, absolutely icing Trump down to a billion degrees below zero. And I'm, by the way, I'm pretty sure that Mike is in the punishment box for a while now because he shook Trump's hand, a man who tried to have him killed. Amazing. The other bad thing about Trump's week was that Jack Smith came out and said, yeah, we're going to release the report. Judge Eileen Cannon, arguably one of the most corrupt people on the federal bench, said, oh, no, you're not. And then Merrick Garland, of all people, actually said, nope, we're going to release the non-classified portion of the report. Jack Smith and Merrick Garland, they are releasing the non-classified version of the report. Trump really dreads this. But this is another example of a case where his criminality was evident, but the corruption of certain Republican judges, and Cannon is one of them, who will go down in history as a truly, profoundly corrupt person sitting on the federal bench. And by the way, we have impeached people from the federal bench before from the state of Florida. Alcee Hastings, call your office. That report is going to outline the kinds of things he did, the documents he retained, the crimes he committed with classified national security secrets. It was a bad week for Trump. Yes, you know what? He's going to be sworn in next week. Oh, or, well, in 10 days or so. That's great for him. He's going to be sworn in. He is already showing you there are divisions inside the MAGA party. There's a ground war inside of the MAGA movement where the Bannon, Loomer, alt-right weirdo side are fighting against the Elon Vivek side. There are increasing signs of tension inside of Trump's world on who's going to get these appointments to carry out the Project 2025 agenda. They are fighting now between the wild-haired, Trump-hottie, radical types who want to burn it all down, and the more programmatic DC types who say, we've got to move slowly and carefully so we can pass our tax cut and do this. This is not going to be as easy as it is in his mind, as it would be in his mind. And I'll tell you the big thing about this. This is really the biggest element of the week. Donald Trump's second term has already peaked. It's already as good as it gets. Every day from today gets harder and harder. The only easy day for Donald Trump was yesterday. And that is the elephant in the room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joseph Wagner-Cheney. Produced and edited by Whitney Hayes and Jeff Taylor.
And good luck.
Hey, everybody. If you would like to get in touch, if you have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just general questions, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. That's podcast@lincolnproject.us.